Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados upgraded to Tier 2 in the U.S. State Department's 2022 Trafficking in Persons Report. Low-income families to benefit from a $72,000 project. Students' performance in an NTI program impresses school principal. The St. Vincent Prime Minister proposes a vote on removing the Queen as head of state. And California wildfires grow amid a heat wave. With the details, I am Cashy Brown. Barbados has been upgraded to Tier 2 in the U.S. Department of State's 2022 Trafficking in Persons Report. In a statement yesterday from Attorney General Dale Marshall, he said that this upgrade demonstrates the hard work of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This upgrade represents significant part on the part of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, and I wish to congratulate them for their perseverance and commitment to the task. We are determined to prevent the heinous crime of trafficking in persons getting a solid foothold in Barbados. I also wish to thank all those who have partnered with us, particularly on our public education and sensitization program.
The Attorney General said that this does not mean the country should let its guard down. He stated that trafficking is an attack on people's rights and should not be tolerated.
There's still a great deal of work to be done to ensure that Barbados is able to identify and appropriately support vulnerable persons and victims, as well as ensure that perpetrators feel the full force of the law. These are not tasks that can be accomplished overnight, but with the help of the Barbadian public, I am sure that we will succeed. As I always do, I urge Barbadians, if you see something, say something.
Yes. Attorney General Dale Marshall. A check of $72,000 Barbadian dollars was handed over to Supreme Counseling for Personal Development by Massey Barbados Limited towards their research project. The project aims at providing free counseling sessions for low-income single-parent households who cannot afford the cost of prolonged counseling. CEO of the organization, Sean Clark, says the project is part of the Reach One, Save One Families in Crisis program.
To be able to reach Barbadian families that will otherwise fall between the cracks. Barbadian families who cannot necessarily afford to pay the high cost of counseling or the continuous cost of counseling. With our FIT program, we are targeting single parent households.
To be eligible for the project, there must only be one adult in the home. The child must be at primary or secondary school. They must have challenges that they cannot resolve on their own, and they must not be a part of any government assistance program. Mr. Clark describes how counseling will take place.
With this program, we have reached out to the schools in Barbados, the primary and secondary schools, and some schools have already sent us information of students that they believe can benefit from such an intervention. We will now do our due diligence at the Supreme Office, where our officers will call the families to make sure that they do qualify to be a part of the FIT program. While the child is in one counseling room with his or her psychologist, the parent must be in our second counseling room with his or her psychologist as well, where we are now offering that holistic approach to counseling. There are times then during the month that the two parties will come together and we will offer family therapy for those families.
Meanwhile, Director representing Massey Barbados Limited, David Nealon, stated that they would expect to see a report of the program as he believes it can go further.
Give us a report. Give us an update on what has gone on. Because this is an initiative with 50 children and 50 families, so to speak. But it's also, I think, a research project. Mm-hmm. Because it means that the information that you will get coming out of that, you can use in further training with other companies, with other benefactors, who then take that information and say, hey, you know, there's more to this than what we thought. This deviance or whatever is also a factor because of X or Y.
Officials of the National Transformation Initiative's BEST program are touting this year's program a success, as the majority of students who attended at the beginning of April graduated with top marks yesterday. Some among the 115 applicants who enrolled in a retooling training exercise for 15 weeks excelled in the areas of landscaping, plumbing for homeowners, and electrical installation. Principal of the Samuel Jackman Prescott of Institute of Technology, Ian Drakes, revealed how well the students performed this year.
And I'm happy to report, out of the 115 students who began their journey with us, 95 successfully completed their enrolled courses. In the cake and pastry course, the 49 enrolled students, 21 scored an A minus or higher. The lowest grade issued was a B. The landscape gardening course, as mentioned before, contained 30 students. Of those 30, 22 received an A minus or higher. The planning for homeowners course saw 15 students attaining B minus or higher. Finally, the electrical vehicle maintenance fundamentals course had an enrollment of 8. 5 of these students have achieved A grade or higher.
Meantime, Director of the NTI, Dr. Allison Leacock, challenged the graduates to be innovative as they use their skills.
My very brief remarks are to remind you to commit to being on the cutting edge of whatever your area of interest may be. So for cake and pastry, we have to confront the childhood obesity. So less sugar doesn't mean that they have to look any less beautiful, but less sugar. Plumbing. Have you thought when you leave, if you decide to do it independently, about setting up plumbing insurance so that you lock in your clients? Landscape gardening. Some of the newer trends are including composting to avoid the wastage in food, and of course collection of rainwater so that you can use it to wet the lawn, the garden itself, to even do household chores, as the case may be.
Dr. Allison Leacock. One store owner tells Starcom Network News while she's pleased that business is gaining momentum, several online stores have popped up, giving physical stores competition.
Some people, yes, the younger folks are coming out to shop, but I find the older folks are still a little angsty because in terms of it's still the COVID, they actually pick up better than for the past 2 years. Right now, this business is so competitive. You know, right now, is like even people that who don't even own stores and stuff, that everybody either from home or online. So it's a little challenging too, because sometimes what happens is the people gear more to some of the people gear more towards those, because sometimes they will get a cheaper rate because they don't have the overheads like us in the mall and stuff. So as I say, it's very competitive right now.
The boutique owner says she waits to see what will happen after Cropover has passed.
You're hoping that after this pass that, you know, people will still be coming in the doors, but you just don't want to make money for Cropover. You want to make all the right through. Yeah, you got to wait now and see basically now when Cropover finish, what can happen. People can just, you know, if stuff can still happen or everybody can basically crawl back in their hole, literally speaking, you know.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, yesterday proposed a single-item referendum asking the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to decide whether or not to replace Britain's Queen Elizabeth with a non-executive homegrown president as head of state. But Gonsalves told Parliament he would only pursue the referendum if there is bipartisan support. The Prime Minister said, quote, "I will tell you this, I am prepared, if the opposition agrees today, before the end of the year or early next year, to put one question in a referendum. To have a homegrown president in the manner in which I've just described, a non-executive president, and as was laid out in the proposed constitution, and let us go with that one single issue to the people to complete the national democratic task." And finally, fire officials say wildfires in California continue to grow in size. They struggle through sweltering temperatures. Yesterday, California's fire department said the Oak Fire had burned 16,791 acres of land and is only about 10% contained. Recapping the headlines. Barbados upgraded to Tier 2 in the U.S. State Department's 2022 Trafficking in Persons Report. Low-income families to benefit from a $72,000 project. Students' performance in the NTI program impresses the school principal. The St. Vincent President Prime Minister proposes a vote on removing the Queen as head of state. And the California wildfires grow amid a heat wave. That has been the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Kashi Brown. Good morning.